welcome to another Fire for Effect minicast with myself, Andy Brown, Dave Green.
Hi, guys.
And we've got creator of Open Combat from Second Thunder, Carl Brown. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No worries. So, in a nutshell, what is Open Combat?
Oh, nutshell, right. Open Combat is a universal skirmish system. What that means is you can use any miniatures you like, and it's set for pre-gunpowder, but people are using other miniatures in it. But primarily you can use your historical guys up to the invention of the cannon, when the gothic armour that they used to ride around with on their horses suddenly didn't seem so useful. So you've got it up to that period, and you've also got low fantasy stuff. And pretty much play what you like. You can just create anything you want.
Right, brilliant. So basically you've sort of got, you know, like all the characteristics and things like that for each miniature you build yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unlike other games where you've usually got miniature ranges and they've got set stats, in Open Combat, you've got total freedom to create your own profiles. Now, there are sample profiles and sample warbands within the book, but primarily the core of it is that you'll agree a points level to play at, which in Open Combat it's called Renown, the Renown of the Warband. And once you've got that agreed limit, so say 100 points, you spend it in any way you like.
Right, brilliant. So how many models are you looking at for an Open Combat warband?
Well, that largely depends on how you build them. Because you could, if you really wanted to, build a warband with one guy. But it wouldn't be very good, because he gets around and he gets beaten up. Generally speaking, it's about 5 to 8 models.
Oh, right. Okay, so what is the craziest warband that you have heard being used in Open Combat?
Well, the craziest, I've had three that have been surprised me. One of which was a guy using superheroes. He was playing it for superhero games, which was never in my head when I built it. Another one was somebody came to me actually. I mean, I've had a lot of people asking for a sci-fi version, but somebody came to me and said they've been using Space Marines versus Tyranids because they can, you know, and they just build their characters with their Space Marines and do their thing. But the craziest I've heard, I guess, out of all of them, is a guy using 15 mil tanks in tank battles using the rules, and that blew me away when he told me that.
Wow, that would fit in quite well with our Flames of War audience. Yeah. Myself, I've because I picked up Open Combat on the Kickstarter, and I think the idea that I was going to have is using the Dark Sword miniatures range for Game of Thrones and having a Game of Thrones skirmish.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I mean, that's the beauty of it, is that you can play with any miniatures you like. So you can cherry pick ranges, or you can go for ranges that haven't got a rule set yet. You can literally just go for what you like best, and that's the beauty of it.
Brilliant, brilliant.
How did you find the Kickstarter experience?
Yeah, I talked to a guy earlier at this show that's ran Kickstarters for his own board game business, and we both kind of looked at each other. It's like, how did you like it then? And it's like, yeah, when you've run a Kickstarter, you've joined the Brotherhood of Pain. You know? that was his words, not mine. It's like, it's that kind of thing where they are brilliant, absolutely brilliant from a marketing perspective, for getting you off the ground, absolutely fantastic. But there's a degree of anything that might go wrong will go wrong, and stuff will happen that completely blindsides you no matter how much planning you do. And you have to learn how to roll with that. Now, the thing off the back of that is any future ones that you do, you've learned loads through that first process. But it's certainly not a road to riches. It just gets you into the marketplace. That's all it does, you know.
Tournaments, then. Is this Open Combat a tournament game? Could you play it as a tournament?
Rather than a tournament as in an out-and-out, being very competitive about it and trying to do one over each other in a Swiss style pairing, I haven't looked at it so far in that way, although I know there are a few guys that play it that way and they say it's absolutely bang on balance for it, but I've not pursued that in a tournament environment. I have run campaign days. Now, I ran a campaign day at DAFCON over in Cardiff, which essentially was a single day where players played 5 games and had the full campaign system in play, where they were advancing their warbands and all of that kind of stuff. And it was a very good experience for all the players. They really enjoyed it. And that's the kind of events that I'd probably run. Probably be campaign days where you start off with one warband in the morning and then it'll die or develop as the day goes on, depending on what happens. It's that narrative kind of aspect of gaming. It's a bit more casual, a bit more freeform, and it just gets lots of games and lots of fun going on, you know.
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, I would guess this would appeal to things like Saga players, for instance, who are used to sort of Dark Age skirmish warbands. How do the mechanics sort of differ between something like Saga, for example?
I guess the biggest difference for some people is getting used to the idea that every model is an individual and they act independently. So rather than having a unit with coherency and all, everybody sticks together, every model is essentially an independent acting piece. And they can have their own stats and their own abilities, and you create the synergies throughout your warband by building how the models interact with each other. But it's actually what you do in the situation you find yourself on the tabletop and how you use all your independent models and members of your warband. So I think the biggest difference for many players is that you're playing with single model. You're playing with a warband of, say, 5 to 8 models, but each of them acts independently. Although on your turn, you basically have your turn and then your opponent. You know, it is an I go, you go to an extent, yeah. But it has got a little quirk to it in that you can lose the initiative before you've done everything. So you have to risk manage when you're playing.
Brilliant.
So how did you start gaming, Carl? What's your backstory?
Oh, it's a long time ago. So long ago, I have difficulty remembering it.
Yeah. Well, bearing in mind, one of our co-hosts is Hammy, who's been playing since 1974 or something.
All right, okay.
Like that.
He's a little bit better. He's probably got a longer memory than me, though. Yeah. I started probably in the mid-80s, primarily role-playing. But back then, there was all the role-playing games, the AD&D, that kind of thing. But there was also, there was Warhammer 2nd Edition was on the scene. And in 87, I think it was, that Rogue Trader came out. And we were playing with reading the Fighting Fantasy books as well back in the day. So all of that kind of melange of kind of different gaming that was kicking about in the era. White Dwarf back then was a generalist kind of magazine as well, which you got loads of different games and content in. So you used to pick up and run with any game that you could find. So through that, I ended up playing practically any game you could find. And in the mid-90s, I ended up, after university, I worked at GW at the studio. So, and off the back of that, got quite into, even more into than I already was, the GW stuff. Was a playtester on 3rd Ed, Blood Bowl and Necromunda. And then when I left, stayed in touch with some of the guys, you know. So it's gaming's just progressed since then, because there are so many games out now. Over the last 20 years, there's so much. It's a golden age now, isn't it?
So what are the game systems you play then?
Oh, practically anything. I play Saga. I play quite a few of the games that Osprey release. So really enjoyed Lion Rampant. And then Dragon Rampant's out. Played with it a little bit, but generally I play it in the more kind of medieval side. Got War Machine, I've got a Signor thing for War Machine. I have got Flames of War stuff, but it's not been used for a while. I want a bit of everything, let's see how it works. And the classic thing of, yeah, I'll go with Germans because then I can put a Tiger tank on it. It's just like, it's one big tank pretty much with a load of riflemen running around it. That's, it gets blown up a lot.
So what's your current hobby project then?
Oh, current hobby... I think it's probably a lot of terrain. I'm working on quite a lot of terrain that can be used in this, but also obviously for everything else. I'm building a kind of a similar sort of Far Eastern kind of cityscape at the moment. A bit kind of, if you imagine Assassin's Creed, it's that kind of building scape that I'm trying to build. That's what I'm working on at the moment in a hobby-wise.
Yeah, because we've got a standard sort of woodland table and a desert table here with your demo tables.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are what, 24 by 4? Is that
24 inches square, yeah, that's right. So it's a 2 by 2. That's all you need for open combat. So, and there are clubs using it in back rooms and pubs and things like that because it doesn't take up much space.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of schools that use it as well in their lunch times because you can just hide the table away quite easily, and the game plays quickly as well. You can have a game in 30-40 minutes and you know you're done.
So what's the future hold then for open combat? Is there development plans or anything you tell us about?
The core rules have got you enough in there. They've got all the rules that you need to create your warbands from anything you like. They've also got a full campaign system in there, so it's got loads of stuff in the core rules to keep you going for years. But there are supplements. It's been built to be modular. So the first supplement I'm working on is the Swordsman supplement, which brings new rules in for swashbuckling sword fighters, new scenarios, new little optional rules for discarded weapons, so you can pick weapons up and attack opponents with them. That's hopefully going to be released in July. Following that, I've got quite a list of things in development that... I've got lots of different people asking for different parts. So I've got lots of people saying, when's the gunpowder supplement coming out? Quite a lot of people want to play Napoleonic skirmishes at this level, which is quite encouraging. And obviously pirates work into place there. And then there's also people asking for the magic. A lot of people asking for the out-and-out magic system. And then there's also the monsters system that I'm quite keen to do because it allows you to start picking things up and throwing them around. Because who doesn't like that? You know, trolls picking things up and throwing them. It's just...
Absolutely. It's one of the things about War Machine was when somebody explained that you could pick up your own model and throw it at someone else. It's just like, what? Yeah. That blows my mind.
That was the only reason I bought into it. I've just got loads of jacks. I know from the competitive scene that you just don't do that. But as far as I'm concerned, when I play, I'm just all about the jacks chucking things around. It's like, that's what it's about. Big robots hitting each other and throwing them around.
You know? Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, Carl, thank you very much for having us on the show. Best of luck for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Always. Thanks. See you later.